Oh yeah, we'll keep hearing the intro music.
Oh yeah, I guess
That's okay.
Don't talk. Hey, welcome to Talking Fail. No, don't cut to that shot. Dang it. Okay. I'm your host this week, as I apparently always am, Tyler. With me in the studio, doing all the switching, and someone who I'll be yelling at a lot during the show is Mills, the other Tyler.
I mess up a lot. A lot, a lot.
So, yeah, I put him in the big boy chair to try things out. Off-site is our London correspondent, Will. How are you doing, Will?
Is the intro music done yet?
Almost.
You got about another 20 seconds.
I love how we put Mills in charge, and within like 2 seconds, he's already messed up.
That's how it always goes.
Well, now we have somebody to blame, and I won't feel bad about it. So,
That why you always put me on as director? Is that why?
I do feel like, though, it would be nice if I had like a mouse that I could just, a third mouse that hooked up to your whole streaming system that I could just take over and switch, like just override Mills for a second. You know, like switch to the three shot air.
Next time I'll just bring a magic mouse.
Okay.
Then you're stuck doing that.
Well, I've got, never mind. We won't deal with this later. So, Will. Last week you joined us live from France. You are now live from London, England,
which is an hour behind France. So that means instead of getting up at 5, I get up at 4 in the morning to come talk to you guys.
It's a good thing that this is not a normal weekly thing for you, because that would probably suck.
Yeah, it probably would suck, and it would drastically affect how much I drink on the podcast, because I can really only take like 3 or 4 beers now.
And also I feel like I need to comment that our other two normal full-time hosts who have, you know, been doing this podcast with us for like 2 or 3 years are not here again, and they both are in California.
Kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Arthur's in San Francisco. He can't make it.
But there's like a time change thing that's kind of difficult.
Yeah, whatever. So thank you, Will, for committing to joining us, unlike some people who we won't name.
Those who shall not be named.
If they were tied for number one, they would still be, trying to fight to get on this. That
Will's keeping track of how many episodes he's been on and how many episodes I've been on, and right now we're tied.
Congratulations, Mills, on 8.
I don't want to talk about this in front of Mills, but maybe we should talk about like is he kind of a host, like special guest host? Like,
that would be funny if he finally gets like tied or overtakes Anna, and then we make him an actual host, and now all of a sudden he's the worst host in attendance.
I mean, if he does go to host, then there's a little bit of an expectation that if both you and I can't make it to the show, that he would have to do the show himself and maybe that, a guest or two on his.
You know, the same expectation that's put on Arthur and Ethan.
Yeah, exactly. We want to be fair with this.
Wait, does it mean I don't have to actually show up at that point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when Mills stops appearing.
Yeah, once you're a host, then you don't have to show up anymore. That's how it works, apparently. That's the trend. Back to the thing.
We sound so bitter.
Every week, I'm a little bit more bitter about this whole thing.
I'm just making it worse.
Will, how is England?
It is. It's pretty good.
Cool.
Colder than America.
True. Yeah. How long have you been in England? And you're in London, right?
Oh boy, like 4 or 5 days.
Okay, so a solid amount of time. Has anything
happened?
Yeah, has anything happened? Tell me a story. I want to dance for me, monkey.
Okay, so we're basically just walking everywhere because, one, I don't want to risk driving.
Sure.
You know, going down the right side of the road on
I would
crashing.
I would want to do it once just to see how messed up my brain would be.
Yeah, I already am having moments where just crossing the street is hard. I like look back and forth like 4 times just to make sure I'm looking the right way. And so like we're going to see all kinds of like sights basically by just walking. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in a pretty good location where everything's pretty much just a mile or less that we wanted to see.
Yeah, and Europe and, is known for its public transit. It's better than the U.S. from what I remember.
Yeah.
Huh, that's pretty nice.
There's the tube. You can take the tube.
Did you take the tunnel to get to England? Or did you have to just fly on an airplane?
We went on the Eurostar, which I think goes under in a tunnel.
Oh, yeah. That goes in the tunnel.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, neat.
And it also rains a little more often here. So it was raining one of the days, and we were going to go see Big Ben.
Okay.
So which couldn't... was basically just me. Every time I saw a clock on the way there, I was like, hey, is that it? And my wife's like, no, that's totally not it.
What's the name of the tower that Big Ben is in?
Big Benson? I don't know.
The clock. It's not the actual tower. Everybody thinks it's a tower.
Hey, you know what the tower is that Big Ben is in? Yeah, that's a firm. I don't know from over here.
According to Wikipedia, and you can do the thing now where you can put it up live. So it's in Elizabeth Tower, according to Wikipedia.
Elizabeth Tower, huh?
Huh.
So. Okay.
All right, switch away.
No, I'm just going to leave it out here.
All right, cool.
So yeah, we're walking in the rain toward Big Ben, and you know it's like over a half hour walk there, and it's like super windy. And we're getting close, and I like point at another clock, and I'm like, "Is that it?" And she's like, "No, that's not it. That doesn't look like it at all." I'm like, are you sure? We're pretty close. That might be it. And she's like, no, that looks nothing like it. And then like we round the corner finally after walking for like 35 minutes and we're there. And Big Ben is just like completely covered in construction work.
Oh, God. Are you serious? Oh, that is the worst. Did an alien spaceship hit it? I mean, are the pig people back?
I think we just came at a bad time. It's like, it was just like, other than the clock face, the entire thing was just covered in like scaffolding.
Oh my. God damn.
And, you know, then we have to...
Well, not while you're talking.
But then we have to get the walk home in the rain and the wind. It defeated.
Wait, so I mean, you didn't like Google? I guess I wouldn't have either. Have like checked to see if there's giant scaffolding in front of Big Ben. I guess I wouldn't have thought to check.
I mean, it's just like with Disneyland. I always check and see what rides are going to be.
Okay, well, that's Disneyland. There's You don't expect to when you're the big show is a giant tower that has a clock on it. You don't go into it and go, oh well, man. Hope there's nothing blocking the giant tower that has a clock on it. However, when you go to Disneyland, there's a little bit of an expectation that a ride might be down or two.
Yeah, I expect like half the park to be down at any given time.
Well, I mean. But I wouldn't expect the Big Ben. Cool. You look like you're about to talk.
Oh, another little detail over here is if you order lemonade at a restaurant, lemonade is just Sprite.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mills, the Apple headphones that I was. Sorry. Technical things. Ignore me.
Lemonade is just Sprite.
Okay. That's interesting.
So lemonade is just Sprite. That's a little weird.
I mean, yeah.
What is Sprite?
The Sprite over here? Yeah, that's what I was curious about. So you... Probably just a lemony drink. The Mountain Dew bottles are different over here. I wish I still had one, yeah, but...
Way to go.
It's like, you know how... I don't know. It's like way more neon green. And I think it's like the sugar-free recipe or something, because it tastes different too.
Well, there are a couple of chemicals that they can't use over there that they can use here.
Oh, yeah, that's not concerning.
I mean, it's just the cancerous ones that they don't use over there, right?
It's just yellow 5. It's...
That's what makes it taste so good.
Yellow 5, it's so... I can taste the cancer.
Why don't they put that on the bottle?
One quick thing. If you are joining us live on Twitch, there's 4 of us, I guess 2 of us technically. But if you want to comment or something, you know, using the chat, I've got it pulled up in front of me so I can respond to things in real time. But
who's the 4th person?
I don't know. Cause I mean, it's me and Will, and then are you on it?
Ooh, no.
Okay, good, good. That means there's 2 people. We got 2. Okay. Hi, 2 people. Do we want to play a game? I know Will.
Yeah, I can play a game. I've got a new game, yeah, actually.
You've got a new game, Will. What do you got?
For us? You know, Will, the travel guru over here, has been, you know, expanding his mind, and I've learned a lot of British slang over here. And I thought we would play basically Urban Dictionary, but just with British slang that I've heard.
Okay.
This is the first time going with the Will game.
Also, a quick shout out, Oddly Normal One in Twitch chat just said hi. So, ooh, hi.
Awesome.
Mil, do you want, are you going to keep track of score, Will, or do you want one of us to?
I've got a little pad. And okay.
Cool. I will trust your scoring system.
Are you trust me. Put it on your forehead, and because normally we kind of have it like on the wall.
Well, I put it on the wall afterwards at the end of the round.
Sadly,
he will get up and put it on the wall behind him.
That's 10 feet behind him. Yeah. All right.
Sadly, these are not post-its. They're just
hotel.
They're not sticky.
All right. Whatever.
Do you got tape?
Let's just play the game, Mills. Let's.
No, I didn't bring a roll of tape with me, Mills.
I would have thought you would have. Come on. Who doesn't bring a roll of tape?
We'll save it for the post. We'll save it for the meeting after the show.
Okay, sounds good.
So,
I'm not even sure if you can bring tape with you on a plane anymore, with how regulations are.
Not gaff tape.
Well, let's play the game before Mills gets distracted by gaff tape.
So, it's basically the same rules as our Urban Dictionary game, where I present you with a word that you probably don't know the meaning of, and you have to supply me with the definition. And it's usually really hard to get them correct.
Okay.
So a correct answer is worth 2 points, and
a funny answer is worth
1 point. Yes. All right. So the first one we're going to use here is it's called Chuffin. Chuffin. Chuffin.
I was going to make a point to brag about how growing up I watched a lot of Monty Python and Blackadder and Jeeves and Wooster and all these, you know, classic British TV shows. So I will probably be able to just knock out all of these things, and then I get hit with this one.
Chuffin.
All right, are we Chuffin. Taking turns? Do you want?
It's a dinging system, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, Tyler.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say my own name to buzz in. Chuffin is. Crap, I don't know why I buzzed in if I didn't have one locked in. But.
That's the essence of improv, Tyler. You don't have to be ready. You just need to start talking.
Ready? You don't have to be right. Just start talking. Something will happen. All you gotta do is filibuster until you come up with a good idea. Like, no. So a Chuffin, you know, I'm gonna say it's a F word equivalent.
Okay.
Not funny, and it's probably not even correct. But that's my. I'll submit that. Mills, what do you got, Chuffin?
Ding. I think it's more like saying that you're pissed. You're just pissed off.
Okay.
Steaming.
All right. You're really effing chuffing.
Yeah.
All right.
So wait.
Once the other okay. one, the other ones.
Okay, like you're angry or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mills, I'm going to go ahead and give you the bonus point. Because Tyler got it correct.
Oh, that's awesome.
To chuffin, yeah. To mean good, great, like flippin' heck. Life is good. Like all the examples I've seen is like, As a replacement for a word like freaking or flipping.
We did have a audience submission. A chuffin is a chalky puffin. I feel like that would just, that even I guess that deserves a point.
Yeah. Okay. No, it does.
Okay. Watch Twitch has now 1 point. Subtracting okay. away Mills's 1 point.
Well. Cool. I've been losing to the audience.
Oh, man. Yeah, we have a new guest on our hands. One thing, Wills, could you, on the audio for the desktop audio, just bring it down a hair?
For the desktop audio?
Yeah. Nope, on the mixer. Yep, that slider right there, just bring it down a little bit. Just watch it in case it hits red. So, all right, next word, Will.
The next word is melt.
Melt?
Melt.
Milt.
Milt.
M-E-L-T.
Oh, so melt. But I'm assuming they pronounce it melt or something.
No, it's just melt.
Melt. Melt. Oh, okay. But whatever.
What would that be?
Melt. See, I can only think of like the actual American, you know, like melted cheese.
It is not melted cheese, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I guessed as much. Because that would be a really dumb
yeah.
game if it was just a regular... Well, the English version, you know, the UK version is the same as the American version. It's just...
Would you like to use it in a sentence?
Sure, if you can give us that.
Shut up, you melt.
So it's a derogatory... You know, it's something you call someone when you're angry. All right, I'll say that it's someone who, sorry, ding, ding, Tyler.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, get that ding in there.
Yeah. So it's someone who, I'll say it is an American who travels to England and does things that are, you know, basically like it drives on the wrong side of the road for England, you know, cause he's used to driving it on the other side cause he's from America. You know, things like that where
are you calling your brother a melt?
I might be depending on how this works.
You're calling your brother a melt, aren't you?
And we do have this audience submission, but I feel like we should, I'll reveal that after.
Yes. I will read the audience submission.
Okay. I will watch Twitch. If you were going to play this seriously, I would say just give us one submission.
That is one submission, Tyler.
Oh, it is? Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's like fawning over somebody, a guy who melts over a guy or a girl.
Well, don't say it until after Mills goes.
Oh, sorry. Well, you can't use that one, Mills.
I mean...
That wasn't the answer. That was watch Twitch's answer. Well, just to be clear,
I'm at zero. Great.
No, that's Watch Twitch's answer. I did not read the actual answer.
That would be hilarious if he actually did read the actual answer. He's tried to distract me from actually thinking it's the actual answer.
You see, now you're playing too many mind games. You just need to just put all that aside. That's why I didn't want to read it until after you'd...
Thank you, Will.
Was that what you were going to answer?
No.
I mean, it's derogatory. So, I mean... It's
well, I mean, it like, dude, you melt over every girl you see. Like, come on, man, you're such a melt. Like,
You're really selling me on how good Watch Twitch's answer is.
Dang it! Taking myself out of points.
It's another word for calling someone a little shit.
All right, well, now I gotta check the explicit box on a few things.
Sorry.
What the fuck?
Didn't we have to do that last time?
Yeah. All right.
Shouldn't it just be automatically pressed?
No, not always. All right.
So wait, what was Tyler's answer again?
Is a derogatory term for like an American who
comes over. Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing of like, you know, you're in America. Why don't you speak English?
Mine's like a all right. Shit.
So I'm going to go ahead and give the bonus point to Tyler. This has a decently funny answer. And our audience member got it completely correct.
What? Yeah. Yeah. You see? Do you see?
All right.
Another like, you know, phrase that you can use is like, you're a melt boy. Like,
okay.
Chat for now until this game is over.
I'll tab over to another window and you can see my screen. And then
you know what? I'm going to double check this.
All right. See, those are my notes. You can't look at those.
Suck it, Tyler.
Oh, thanks. Also preface. Never mind. All right. Well, what's the next word, Will?
Let's go with bants. B-A-N-T-S.
And just to clarify, it doesn't actually affect the game. Are these all words that you've heard during your trip, or are these things you've researched?
The majority of them are ones I've heard. A couple of them I just had to look up other words to fill out the the game.
Okay, just curious. What happened to your camera there, Will?
Will?
Okay.
For a second there, I thought we lost him.
I almost died. I went through a tunnel and I lost reception, guys. I'm losing reception again.
Another tunnel.
I guess my wife needs to go get something that's behind me and she doesn't want to be on camera. Okay. So I guess.
Why don't you cut away, Mills, for a minute?
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
Okay. Because in the studio, both of us?
Oh, yeah.
They're studio. All right. So, Will, what is the word again?
Bants.
Is it safe? Safe to go back?
We'll just wait for him to tell us when it's safe.
Yes, it's safe. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, Bants. All right, I'll ding in again. Ding, ding. All right. It's a dance routine that is performed by a band. So, you know, you got like your marching bands, you've got a, you know, if there's like a rock band who maybe they're more on the glam side of things. With the glam rock, and they have got like a routine where they're kind of doing the dances. I would categorize baby metal. Some of their live performances, I would say, are very like, bancy.
Like chocolate?
No, baby metal.
Yeah.
Oh, you listen to baby metal?
I've watched some baby metal. While, you know,
I like baby metal.
Yeah, so good. Yes, I can't understand a single word of what they're saying, but it's
they said, "Give me chocolate."
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hence chocolate.
Okay, fine. That's the reference that he was making. All right.
He didn't even recognize chocolate, the English part.
The one English part. That's how committed I am to that music band. Mills.
Oy, this one I've gotten bad at. I mean, I wish we were back on Urban Dictionary.
This Sorry.
Is different. This is very different.
Okay. Well.
Okay, so... Bants.
Take your time.
I just saw the Twitch submission.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
All I can think of is just bears in pants.
Ah, dude, that sounds awesome.
Bears in pants. Pants.
All right. Dude, I'm all for that one.
Like, man, these were all really good.
If that gets the arbitrary point, Mills, I won't be mad. Good job.
So I'm going to read out the audience submission now. Okay. The Watch Twitch, or, you know, it could be Watched Watch. says a band of monkeys named Lance.
Nice.
Which is a good one. That's a very good one. Nobody got the correct answer. Oh, which okay. was an oddly long streak of getting the correct answer. It is a abbreviated or shortened version of banter.
Okay.
You know, a quick, witty exchange, you know, remarks with others. So I'm going to give the bonus point to Bear Pants over there.
Okay.
Good job.
Congratulations, Mills.
Bear Pants.
But audience was a close second.
And a close third is?
Well, I already gave one to Mills.
Fair enough. Next word. I know what I'm defeated. Right.
I think we got the title.
I know when I'm defeated.
So the next word is ledge. L-E-D-G-E.
Ding.
Okay, Mills?
Like a ledger.
A ledger?
Yeah.
Like a heath?
No.
Well. Okay, so Mills is down for successful actors dying of overdose.
like a written ledger.
Like, yeah.
Oh, like the Dark Knight script?
What do I feel like he was just waiting for this? I mean...
All right. Ledge. I will say, I will say that it is a very popular, however, it's kind of a tabloid British newspaper. The Ledge.
The Ledge.
Tabloid. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of awkward. Watched Watch got it right.
Oh.
Oh.
It's short for legend.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Watch Twitch is solidifying themselves as a ledge in this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give Mills the bonus point for the funny Heath Ledger thing.
Man, I'm not doing too hot on this.
Am I catching up?
Yeah, what's the score?
Okay, the score going into the last round is Tyler 3, Mills 3, audience member 5.
Watch Twitch, do you have a name?
Okay, this is the last round, and it's worth double.
Okay.
As always.
Oh, my.
So, last word is Bagsy.
Bagsy.
B-A-G-S-Y.
Ding, ding.
Okay.
Banksy's not as popular or artistic little brother, Bagsy.
Okay.
Ooh. I don't know. Bagsy.
Our audience member has clarified the name is Watched Watch.
Okay, sorry.
Watched Watch.
My bad. I read it real quick as Twitch, so.
The Watched Watch.
I officially apologize.
That is like the most awesome name ever for Twitch. It is hilarious.
All right, Mills, what's your submission?
Oh, my.
I would say, Mills, I think you got a good chance at being the funniest one.
Oh, thanks.
Oh. It is...
Because I already answered, I did just switch over to the chat, and I have a comment on Watch to Watch's answer, but I'll wait till after Mel's.
I'm gonna go with it was Frodo's nickname as a child.
Oh, okay.
Bagsy.
So wait, what did you say, Mills?
Frodo's nickname as a child, Bagsy.
Okay. Okay.
Not Baggins, because he
ain't no Baggins. All right.
And then Watch to Watch his answer.
Well, Watch to Watch says Banksy, but British, which is kind of close to Tyler, it's different enough.
Isn't Banksy already British? I know they're anonymous.
Nobody knows Tyler.
I just
nobody knows who he is.
I thought Banksy was British.
One of us could be Banksy.
I am Banksy.
I'm Banksy.
This is getting scary.
Oh, he no, wait. If
he didn't do this Spartacus thing that we were setting up. What if Watch to Watch was Banksy?
I'm starting to think Watch to Watch might just be British.
Or there's the low bar of maybe more cultured than Mills and I, which is a low bar.
I'm a very uncultured swine, so it's okay.
Yeah. I'm plebeian scum.
I've only left the U.S. once, so
A lot. According to Wikipedia, Banksy is an England-based street artist. So I mean,
yeah. Watch to Watch beat you to it.
Oh, okay.
He already said that, Tyler.
Fine.
Why don't you catch up?
Carry on.
I gotta give the arbitrary point to Mills. Because audience member just said Banksy pretty much. And what did you say, Tyler?
Well, I said Banksy's not as talented little brother.
No. I'm gonna give it to Mills because he said childhood nickname. And I see the word children in the actual.
Oh. So, is he getting a correct answer or an arbitrary?
Arbitrary.
Okay.
Because it's closest.
Got it. Okay.
But it's worth two because it's the double point round.
So I've
tied with Twitch.
All right, cool. As long as somebody who's a normal person on the show that I know is at least tied or wins this game, that's important to me.
The actual definition
is... I just don't want a stranger to win this.
One of the first words learned by children throughout the British Isles, shouting Bagsy, is a way of staking claim on something, kind of like the equivalent of calling shotgun.
Okay, huh. So it's British, yeah. British dibs.
Yeah. And a successful dibs. Bagsy is legally binding in an English court of law. Not really.
Oh, I was going to say, man, that's...
That'd be hilarious.
England's weird. But, all right, so...
I guess Bagsy all over
the place.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to end this on a tie because Mills and Watch to Watch.
All right, so I guess I'm not really in the running, but I want to make sure Mills wins.
If you get it right, you know, you can win.
Yeah, because this one's still worth double points, right?
I don't know. Whatever you guys, I'll just comment.
So the last word is Barmy, B-A-R-M-Y.
Barmy.
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 So, I mean,
I'll switch away. So.
Let's see. Barmy. There's, I think Burmy's something like that feeling you get when you go into a hobbit hole.
This hobbit hole's really Barmy. Feels kind of barmy, you know.
You guys loving the Lord of the Rings today.
You're in England.
You're in England, yeah. It makes sense.
They filmed it in New Zealand.
The guy who wrote it is from England.
I mean,
there's an American actor in it.
Okay.
And how many English actors are in it?
Whatever, we don't need to get this. We're playing a game. No, I mean, the berm part of the word does make sense in your answer. No, so.
It's bar me.
Bar me. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Not bar me.
Never mind. You're screwed,
Mills. Well, yeah, I just screwed myself.
Yeah.
You can change your answer. It's okay. In fact, you should change your answer.
If we're still waiting,
seriously,
if we're still waiting for Watch to Watch.
Is it because he got it right? He got it right, didn't he?
It's because you didn't get it right, Mills.
That's sad.
Are we still waiting for Watch to Watch to answer?
Barn. No, I'm looking at it and okay. I see his answer.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a.
All right, can I? I want to submit an answer, but I don't want it to count.
Okay.
I feel like that's not in the spirit of the game. Barmy is what you say when you come to a you walk into the pub, and you walk up to that counter and you go, Barmy. You know, it's a
beer me.
Like give me my usual. I'm at the bar. I'm okay. Barmy. Come on.
Yeah, that's that's a good one.
But now Mills can't take it.
I mean, I was going to go something along the lines of barmaiden, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, it could be you calling over a barmaiden. Barmaiden all right, is that, when you're drunk.
Is that your final answer?
Calling over a barmaiden when you're drunk. Yep.
All right. Congratulations to Watch Twatch on winning the game.
Crap.
He got the answer right.
Yes, he got the correct answer, which earned him a hefty 4 points.
Yikes. All right.
So the correct answer, which Watch Twatch said means you're crazy. It means like somebody's calling you bonkers. You know?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Watch Twatch.
I posted the link for this stream in a few different places.
Literally just been saying what I've been thinking.
I posted the link in a few different places and on Twitter and stuff. So I don't know who Watch to Watch is, but if you want to let us know, maybe we can have a new guest or something.
Yeah, be entertaining.
You know, you won the game. I think it might earn you a potential guest spot.
Do you need?
Or if that's not your thing, don't worry.
Yeah, whatever.
We should I'm just
not,
get
no,
a trophy.
No, stop it. You stop committing to things. I'm not mailing it. I'm not making a trophy and then mailing it out.
No, we don't mail it out. We'd put their name on the trophy. Uh-huh. And then at the end of the show, we put it up on the wall.
I can commit to a sticky note. How about that?
How about like an award, like the Arter of the Week?
I never
the Arter of the Week.
All right. So
that's an old reference for anyone. Go back like 100 episodes.
good luck with that. So, cool.
I haven't watched that episode in a long time.
No one has.
Well, that concludes my my game. So if you have any other topics, Tyler's.
The Council of Tyler's acknowledges your transfer of the segment.
We should transfer to Tyler.
Okay. So
Mills, we recognize you on the Council of Tyler's, but we do not grant you the rank of Tyler.
What?
That's outrageous.
Take a seat, young Mills.
I may have been the second, all right? I'm not the first, but I'm the second.
All right. So one thing that, you know, I guess current events... new Doom Eternal trailer came out today. Will, you watched it before the show. Mills, you have not seen it yet.
No, I haven't.
If you want, I can play it. I guess we'll talk over it and you won't be able to hear.
The music is pretty dope, though.
Oh, music's always pretty dope. So yeah. I'm playing it now.
If you want to play it on the stream.
I guess you can hear it, but yeah. Did you play the first one, the last Doom 2016?
I played the original. 3/4 to half of the original Doom.
Okay. So I mean, this is obviously it's the same company anymore. I'm trying to make it so it's. I don't want to get takedowns and stuff. I don't even know if that works. But no, yeah, this is the same company that makes the made Doom 2016 frantic, crazy shooter, you know. I traditionally play like more like SWAT style where you kind of creep around corners and pick people off from before they see you kind of thing. But this is definitely not that. This is rush, bad guys, shoot them, jump on them, rip their heads off. And I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I'm more of like a run and gun guy, so the game, I enjoyed a lot.
Yeah. But from what I've heard, not only do you get to fight, you know, hell and the demons, but that one like lady that they're showing, I believe, is supposed to be an angel. So you bring the fights to heaven as well.
Oh. Wow.
Like, that's gonna be funny.
I thought this had to deal with just aliens.
No. That's the whole thing.
Oh yeah, it's hell.
Yeah, it's that
portal to hell opens on Mars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I was a little kid and I would watch my dad play it, he would be like, "Oh yeah, those are aliens."
So that way,
mom wouldn't get my dad in trouble.
But didn't you watch the movie, Mills?
I did not watch the movie because I saw it as being absolutely horrendous.
It was.
It's got The Rock.
Yeah, that was part of what made it horrendous.
Okay, well, I've come around on The Rock. I mean, Scorpion King, Rock. Now, Scorpion King, The Rock is pretty bad, but that wasn't The Rock's fault. Now, Jumanji
Rock, yeah, that's good. I think everything with The Rock, everything after he played the football player in the daddy, like his daughter.
Oh, there's like with the rundown? Is that the one you're talking about? I don't know.
Yeah, but after that, it started getting good, except for when he's playing in Fast and the Furious, because his acting in that is so bad. Well, so bad.
I feel like that's just how the director wants the movie to be, is like ultra cheese.
Yeah, I think that's the style.
To the max.
That's what you're buying into when you buy a ticket.
Yeah. And Carl Urban is in that movie too.
Yeah, he plays he's the main Doom guy, or the main character.
I might have to actually watch it.
It's at least watching for the first person segment. Yeah, just watch the first person segment.
And the problem is that's like the end of the movie.
Yeah. It is pretty bad.
Entire movie.
I mean, it's not great. It's bad, but you know, I'm glad that I watched it the one time and I'm never going to go back to it, but you know, but
there's actually
Doom the game. It's great. I'm excited.
Oh, they have a Netflix series for Doom too.
I think it's a movie.
Yeah. It's a movie.
And I've heard that it's not great or even good.
So I'm not going to watch it.
Just following the tradition of Doom movies.
I kind of want to, I also want to follow my tradition of watching bad Doom movies and then never seeing them again. So
I'm watching the trailer and it looks like it was made maybe 2 years after the movie in 2005.
I think it was very low budget.
It looks pretty low budget.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Doom Annihilation, which
just pick a one word.
Is it a sequel?
Scripter.
Is it a sequel to the movie Annihilation, which was also great? I mean, bad.
You loved it, didn't you?
No, I hated Annihilation. We had a whole episode on it. I didn't.
You loved it secretly. I know
it's it. it's got the port. You love the port.
You know me, I love a good port, but it's not. Boy.
I want to go play Resident Evil.
Mills, put this up for a second.
You mean you want to go watch Resident Evil? Am I right?
No, play Resident Evil 6.
I mean, this just looks bad. It looks so cheesy. And I'm skimming through the movie here. I mean, this is just very low budget. Oh man, the guy's out of alcohol. All right, you can cut away.
See, like this would have been good if it was.
I'm trying to find like bad guys. Like, oh, here we go. That's totally like there's bad CG, and then there's bad guy in a suit. And that's a bad guy in a suit.
You know what that reminds me of? Like old Power Rangers meets Starship Troopers.
Yeah, this is bad. Take this off the screen. I can't watch this anymore.
That's
yeah. Never mind. I'm withdrawing my wanting to watch this movie once.
It does look like junk.
Yeah.
But it looks like it would be hilarious junk.
I think,
kind of like Yoga Hosers.
I think we got to do like a commentary for it.
We might have to.
Oh, yeah.
But, all right.
I mean, it's like Yoga Hosers where it's awful but good at the same time.
Is it like The Room? Have you watched The Room?
I haven't watched The Room yet.
Will?
Oh, my God. Can we just play it now? Nobody's going to take it down.
Tommy Wiseau's like, great. At least two people are watching it.
Any publicity is good publicity.
All right. Well,
or Tusk.
I started to watch Tusk, and going into it, I knew it was going to be a cheesy, silly ride, and I couldn't really get into it.
Tusk actually, you know about his entire timeline, right?
Yeah.
It fits in there. You have to watch it, and then you'll understand a ton in Yoga Hosers.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I can't really comment on it because I haven't seen.
It's
more
hilarious.
But do we want to wrap up?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty soon. I've just not been a fan of that guy ever since he stopped being fat.
He's so hilarious. Why are you slim shaming?
Is it because you're super skinny? Is that why? You want to be the only skinny one around?
I don't like looking at people that remind me of myself.
Okay.
Okay, then put on weight.
Give me time. I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
We do need a new Husky host, so the last one we have hasn't been showing up. But we should probably wrap up the show. Mills, I want to say, first of all, cut to my full screen because I'm talking. Second of all, great job. Doing a great job though. There have been a couple times where like I saw cuts and switches and I was like, oh, that's good job. So I just didn't want to interrupt the show. Great, good job. You get a Tyler arbitrary point for switching.
And now quickly cut to me, Mills. I'm talking now. You better cut to me very quickly. I'm gonna get pissed at you. Okay.
Okay.
Did he switch?
Yeah, he switched.
Good job, Mills. I'm proud of you.
I didn't switch. I just left it on me the entire time.
we're this is what I think this is like a third live stream or the fourth live stream episode.
This is fourth because I wasn't here for the first one.
Okay.
I've been here for the last.
Yeah, you've been here for the last two.
Oh, wow.
You've been here for every episode of 2020, haven't you? I think.
Yeah, except for the very first one.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, because.
Whatever. It's not important. Yeah, no. You've been here for a long
time. It's important to Mills.
It's important to Mills, but therefore it's not important to me.
I'm catching up.
We're having fun with this switching thing. Every week we do something new and a little different, we expand on the idea a little bit. I still want to do something about that wall that is just creepy.
I love the wall so much though. It makes you so uncomfortable.
It makes me so uncomfortable. Yes.
Mills, does it make you uncomfortable to sit by that wall?
Cut to your Mills shot there. Does this make you uncomfortable at all? I mean, you can't see it because the camera's tilted down a little bit. Like, Chris Hansen, though, is just above, just out of frame, peeking you in. That's the one that I think is the most creepy.
That's the best one!
I think the creepiest...
There's just no... There's no context for people.
This one's just like, what the hell? We have Jesus arm wrestling the devil.
The viewers can't see that.
We got
the camera shot.
You can move the camera. It's the end of the show. Who cares?
Whatever. No one's watching at this point, right? Okay, this is bad. All right, it is.
Angel, Jesus.
Oh, I get that. I get devil. That. That's kind of badass. But like, what's with the doll? Like the doll, the guy in the poofy hat.
Before, I actually thought that was actually an actual baby.
Yeah, you see, there's just so much.
That's weird.
There's just
it is so creepy because it's not a real baby. Yes.
Oh, and then the greatest one of all.
The picture of the wall on the wall. I don't know. I'm willing to negotiate on the wall.
I get to keep like four or five of them.
Well, I was thinking like I've got some artwork that I have an idea for that I want to get framed anyway, but
can I stop hopefully the recording?
It's big enough to just put like just have put a nail in, and then when I come in to record, I just put the artwork up on the wall, and block it, and then when Will won't can have it back, but I feel like that will negate all of Will's enjoyment of this whole thing.
we'll talk about it later when I get back.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Also, artwork. the first frame custom framing place that I looked at, it was like online was like $66, and I don't want to commit to that yet. So, but yeah, we got that whole thing. You're doing a great job. We're tweaking things in the studio. We're making things a little better every week. We're getting into grooves of things. I like just focus it for me focusing on the hosting. And not having to switch, so that was cool having you here. But we do really got to wrap up. Mills, do you have anything online that you can point people to, like a Twitter account or something, if people want to get in touch with you?
What is my actual name on Twitter?
You ask him this every week, and he's never prepared.
At Decimus on Twitter.
Okay.
Or at Decimus 101 on Twitch.
Okay, cool.
On Twatch, you mean?
On Twatch. On Twatch. And if you want to, check out our favorite guest player of this week, Watch Twatch on Twitch.
Without the A.
Without the A. In the Twatch. So you can check them out. I don't know. I don't even know who they are. Will, do you have a website that's different from my website?
Go to club.fail.
Okay.
Scroll down to the very bottom, you know, tucked in the back neatly. There's a little thing for our YouTube channel. So click on that. Our YouTube channel is pretty funny.
Right now it's titled Cruising Craigslist, but you've kind of moved away from that.
Oh yeah. I've brought this up to Arthur.
Okay, cool.
It's titled Cruising Craigslist, which is one of our shows, but that's not what the channel's called.
The gaming fail one is the games.fail is a fun one. But I'm also on club.fail. If you not on the bottom, there's the top entry, the discographer. Well, I guess it's the second one. The discographers. That's the show that I do other than this. That's a little more serious. But still fun.
It's actually a really good show.
Oh, thank you. New episodes monthly. We're going to be streaming here. I don't know. We haven't committed to Tuesdays or Thursdays yet. We've been bouncing around kind of depending on our schedule. But if you follow us on Twitter or on Twitch, you'll know when we go live because we'll post a thing. And maybe you can play in our game and not win a prize.
Mm-hmm. You could be the Arter of the week. All right. I'm gonna head out.
All right, cool. So Mills, studio shot.
Studio shot.
All right, cool. If you want to do the outro music, goodbye everyone. Outro. It's one of those jeez. Amateurs. I'm taking away the points. Yeah, Mills. What the hell is going on? Like, can't
I keep this screwed up? Okay, it happens.
You're giving me a bad name. Is really what you're doing.
All right, Tyler.
I can't believe. Oh wait. Oh crap. The mic's on.